Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of Bible study together around the Word of God. Remember, the bread of life is the Lord Jesus Christ who came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And I trust you have partaken of that eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, having accepted Him as your Savior, and you know the blessings that come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is wonderful. Real living only begins when an individual receives Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's just the beginning of real living. And learning to obey and walk with the Lord opens up so many treasures and blessings that are available through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in 1 Corinthians 12. That's our starting point as we're talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes at salvation and the many treasures that the Holy Spirit unlocks and opens up to believers. The different gifts, spiritual gifts, that the Holy Spirit gives. Beginning with verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. "By one is given, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge." Now, as we look at our study today, we're going to find out that wisdom and knowledge both are closely kin to each other. The one opens up the other and unlocks the truth of the other. As we've seen before in Psalm 111, verse 10, "For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments." So the fear of the Lord, O beloved, is very important. That's the beginning of wisdom. Fearing, reverencing, honoring Almighty God is the beginning of wisdom. Now, again, we've already read Proverbs 1:33. Remember the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, a book of practical, day-by-day instruction for every individual. And we have a whole book of 31 chapters that are filled with wise proverbs to guide and direct and give counsel and instruction if we will only read and pay heed. And there's one for Proverb, a chapter for every day of the month. And I encourage you again to read one chapter every day from the book of Proverbs. And you recall in verse 33, "Whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom speaking, shall dwell safely." Remember, a confident place to dwell in. "Shall be quiet from fear of evil, quiet and calm in the midst of storm, and quiet from fear of things that are coming upon the world." And we're living in a time as never before when we're seeing terrible and awful things occur. But we do not have to worry, beloved. We do not have to be anxious, because remember, as 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the last verse states, that Christ is made unto us wisdom, and to fear and reverence Almighty God opens up to us a quietness and a peace that the world knows nothing about. And then in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 16, Proverbs 3:16. "Another benefit, length of days is in wisdom's right hand, length of days, and in her left hand riches and honor, true riches, beloved, and honor, to be honored, to be looked up to be respected. Honor comes from wisdom and walking in wisdom. And then if you'll go with me to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 14, Proverbs 8:14, we read concerning wisdom, speaking again, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Oh, there's so much that is available through wisdom to the child of God. And this is a special gift that is given by the Holy Spirit. And you remember we've read before there in 1 Corinthians to covet the best gifts, to desire to have these best gifts. And the Lord says, you have not because you ask not. Over in the book of James, he tells us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, believing. Not that man think that he'll receive anything from the Lord who does not believe. Oh, the terrible thing of unbelief, and how much it cheats an individual from walking in faith, obeying the Lord, and putting our confident faith and trust in the Lord brings so many bountiful benefits into the life of the child of God. Now, we've already discussed again wisdom and the definition of wisdom, but let's go one more time to Proverbs chapter 1, and I want you to notice verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 1. We were talking about wisdom and knowledge of truth. There is a knowledge of the world and worldly wisdom, but godly wisdom and godly knowledge is something that's altogether different, beloved, and it opens up this freedom, this liberty, from fear and from anxiety, this quietness and this peace that an individual can have within their spirit. Proverbs chapter 8, notice, and verse 14 again. Proverbs 8, verse 14. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have knowledge. And here we see these things are available to the individual who will, by faith, obey the Lord and seek His Word and do what the Lord has instructed us to do. And this word wisdom, the reverential, the fear of the Lord, it means the reverent and fearful worshipful fear of the Lord, honoring God, respecting God, not misusing His name. But this is the beginning, the principle, the choice part, the starting point of wisdom, the foundation upon which wisdom is based, the basic principle of wisdom. And I want you to notice with me again in the book of Psalm, if you will go with me there one more time, 110, Psalm 110, and or 111 rather, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. You see, it enlightens our understanding. It opens up our understanding. And if you'll go with me to the book of Isaiah, I want you to notice something about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming one day to rule and reign over the entire earth for the thousand-year millennial reign. Verse 1 of Isaiah 11, there shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This branch refers to the Lord Jesus Christ, who will come forth through the lineage of David. And I want you to notice verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. All of these things will be the Lord God's as he comes to rule and reign upon the earth. And verse 3, shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity or equality for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Yes, the Lord God himself, having all of this great knowledge through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, for remember, our God is one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the unity and oneness of the triune Godhead. And so wisdom and knowledge. Now I want you to look with me to Job 28 and verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Notice, to depart from evil is understanding. Turn with me again, if you would, to the book of Proverbs. And I want you to notice Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Maybe you've been asking, what is the fear of the Lord? Well, here we see the definition of what we mean by the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. That's wisdom speaking, and that's what the fear of the Lord is. Honoring the Lord, reverencing God, but also hating evil, hating pride, hating arrogancy, hating the evil way, hating the froward mouth. In other words, the wise person will not practice any of this. The wise person will not do any of these things, will not allow pride to get a hold of them, will not be arrogant, will not walk in an evil way. Until next time, goodbye.